We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm only happy when it rains.
Thank goodness. Rain seems to be the extent of it. Maybe a little bit of flooding here in Central Virginia. I mean, you know, we hyped it up because it was a severe storm. And a lot of people canceled stuff that they had planned for this weekend. I feel really awful about that. Jason Roop is the former editor of Style Weekly, and you know he's the founder of the media and PR firm here in Richmond called Spring Story. And Jason, when we talked with you, I guess yesterday afternoon, we were thinking, what do we talk about? Because we expected it to be like wall-to-wall coverage about this terrible storm that was hitting us, and thank goodness that's not the case.
Yeah,
so we decided,
thank goodness.
What's left? What's going on this weekend? Is there anything
I know, especially when people were canceling things back on Monday and Tuesday. I mean, I think, didn't they cancel schools back on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah, those first 2 days, and then everybody was saying, well, why didn't Chesterfield make a decision? And then they pulled the trigger on canceling. Carla did a whole show about how people were mad that the school systems had preemptively done this.
Well, let's be honest with ourselves. So Chesterfield couldn't get the buses running right when there was sunshine outside last week.
Oh, well, that's
and I say
true,
that as a Chesterfield parent.
Yeah.
I give them points for waiting to see how things played out.
Little discretion on their part.
yeah.
And you know, I was at this big event with a whole bunch of military people yesterday, and they were coming to Richmond this weekend for that NRA armed carry event at the convention center, and they pulled the plug on that. So they were very disappointed. They're like, oh, well, you know, we know Richmond. We're supposed to be there this weekend, but they canceled it. Now I bet they're kicking themselves.
Yeah, now everybody's sitting around. You know, you're looking at all the hurricane snacks you bought and thinking, well, I'm just going to stay here and dive into some beef jerky. But there is stuff. You know, you're going to get a little bit tired of staying in, and you might want to get out. And there are things happening in Richmond, starting with some laughs, which we could probably use a good time. And my friends at the Coalition Theater reminded me that they have shows going on this weekend, starting tonight. And this is the improv comedy troupe that has a little theater downtown, really funny stuff. And tonight they're doing the made-up movie at 8 o'clock. So it's you know, a movie made up right before your eyes, using suggestions from the audience. And a little bonus, John, if your name is Florence, you get in free.
I wonder that, you know what, there was probably a period of time where lots of young women were named Florence, and then it went out of style.
Yeah, they may have a lot of aunts and grandmothers coming in tonight to take advantage of that. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's tonight. And then Gallery 5 is going to be open as well. They have a big night with four bands, Doors at 8, Music at 9, and that's only $6. So that's a good way to get out and get some energy into your evening. Let's talk about Saturday, though, because there's a bunch of stuff Saturday, too, starting with the Craft Brewing Crawl and Scott's Edition. All those breweries and cideries and meaderies in Scott's Edition are going to be open, and people are going to be starting at noon and trying to visit as many as they can before 6 p.m. to kick off Pride Fest. So that is something that a lot of folks will want to check out, probably.
And Pride Fest runs for a week. Is this the gay lesbian series of events that's not done in June here in Richmond, but is done here in September?
Yeah, that's right. Virginia Pride. And I think the, let's see, I'm looking up when the actual big event is down on Browns Island to make sure I don't give you
a wrong
date.
I think somebody told me it was next weekend for that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure.
Okay. So this is probably just getting everybody a preview and a little warm up and get together.
But and drinking.
It's open to anybody. And of course, it's probably going to be a good time if you haven't checked out that area of town to see what it's all about. There's a not an exhibit, but an activity kicking off this weekend at the Virginia Museum of History and Culture called Fresh Paint. And they're asking artists to pick an object from the museum and then do murals based on those objects. And you can come by the museum on Saturday and watch them do their work. And this is going to be going on every weekend. And then the exhibit is in October, but it starts Saturday. That's the former Virginia History Museum that's right there by VMFA. Let's see. On Sunday, not too much that I could find, except there is a Lincoln and Davis special guided tour at the White House of the Confederacy. We've been talking a lot about the Confederacy and the role it played in Richmond, and this is an interesting tour that kind of shows you the relationship between Abraham Lincoln and Jefferson Davis. And, of course, for all these things, you're going to want to just call ahead. Even if we say they're open now, plans could change, and of course, a lot of local restaurants and bars are open and have their own entertainment going on, and that'll be another good spot to look around for something to do.
Okay, well, that's at least you've given us something to consider. I appreciate that, Jason.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what. Looking ahead to Monday, John, I'll just give you a little date to look ahead to. A lot of people are going to be celebrating this. It's the 229th anniversary of the signing of the Constitution. Did you know that on September 17th, Monday?
Constitution Day, and is that happening?
Right. Well, a lot of churches ring their bells at 4 o'clock to mark religious liberty. So I don't know if any big Richmond events are going on, but it'll be worth a Google search for sure.
Oh, that's neat. I drove up to with my parents and my sister late one night on Constitution Day to see the Constitution in person at the National Archives. And, you know, we've got a copy of the Bill of Rights at the archives here in Virginia. I've never understood why they don't have that on display. I mean, it's one of the few copies, real copies, and I think they've got it locked in the vault. And
yeah,
you can't see
it.
Know. Maybe that'll be on display.
And, they have the marker downtown at the intersection of Shaco Slip and Shaco Bottom, where religious liberty, that element, was founded, really, and hammered out in Virginia.
We'll do the Constitution tour of Richmond sometime. Roop from Style Weekly. Always enjoy talking with you. Appreciate
it. Thanks, John.
Thanks very much.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.